Now, speaking about keeping the lights on, Eskom official Gert Opperman has been continuing with his testimony at the State Capture Commission of Inquiry. Opperman took the stand on Friday. He then testified about the power utility's unlawful prepayment to Gupta-owned company Tegeta. He admitted that he signed off on the deal even when he knew it was irregular. Well, he's now returned to the stand today, and our Eyewitness News reporter Clemens Magnatella is there. Clemens, good afternoon. Now, Gert Opperman, he's taken the stand once again, but he's pointed at Michelle Koko, hasn't he?
Yes. In fact, the most part of his testimony today, Ray, has been about Michelle Koko, and he's described a call that he received from the former Eskom executive instructing him to accept the call from the Gupta-owned Brakfontein mine, even though it failed quality tests. So he's spoken about how Eskom went and tested the coal that was coming from this Gupta-owned coal mine, and it found that it was substandard. But then it was Michelle Koko who actually instructed him to start speaking to one of Eskom's power station, Majuba Power Station, and get them to accept the coal, even though it had failed the quality test. And I mean, he was asked why he continued to do that even when he knew that this was wrong and Eskom shouldn't be receiving the coal that was failing the specifications and even those quality tests. And he went on then in answering that question to describe the culture of fear under Michelle Koko, speaking about how every time people were speaking out, they would be dismissed or they would be taken through DCs or they will somehow be ostracized in the company. And that led the Deputy Chief Justice, Raymond Zondo, to start telling even the commission's evidence leaders to say, at the end of this inquiry, the commission needs to come up with ways in which it can, you know, implement or suggest to Eskom to implement so that there is no culture of fear and so that officials at Eskom can be able to say no to the executives without fearing that they will be ostracized or even dismissed and stand by what they believe is right at the time.
Yeah. Just hearing what you're saying there, I mean, has Gert Opperman taken any sort of accountability for some of the deals involving the Guptas and Tegeta?
He has taken some accountability, Ray, especially last week, from last week Friday already, because that's when the Deputy Chief Justice was actually asking him, do you accept that you were wrong in taking part in something that was so irregular? And he did say that he accepts that, because if you look at it, you know, it was that half a billion rand that was so unlawful, that prepayment that Eskom paid to Gupta-owned company Tegeta. And then he was also part of the approval for the controversial family's Brakfontein mine to sort of continue delivering coal to Eskom, even though it was substandard. So the question that the Deputy Chief Justice has been asking was, why did you continue to do all of this? And again, as part of the reasons, a few minutes ago, he told the Deputy Chief Justice that he was receiving those instructions from the highest authority of Eskom, the then executive Michelle Koko. And he also says that even though he was trying to be reasonable and do the right thing at Eskom, the environment under Michelle Koko just didn't allow that.
Just hearing what you're saying, I mean, at any point has Gert Opperman ever sort of indicated that he will now step down, because he's gone back to Eskom, hasn't he? He had sort of left the company, he has gone back there. But after this, I mean, can he actually stay at the power utility?
So most of what the Deputy Chief Justice has been asking is actually taking the direction there as to how safe is the power utility if it has people that would be easily convinced or even forced to take decisions, even when they know that they would be harmful to Eskom. And he seems to be coming across as someone who is finally speaking out because there's an environment that allows him to do so, who is also finally coming out and exposing what led to Eskom finding itself where it is right now. So he hasn't indicated whether he will be stepping down or not, but certainly that's not an impression that has been given at this commission. What he's been saying, though, is that, yes, I agree, I was taking part of something that was irregular, but at the time, it would be simplistic to say, yeah, you were taking part in that, because at the time, the environment was different, they were getting instructions from the highest officers, and they were told, this is what you have to do. And had they not done that, that would have been insubordination.
Yeah. Eyewitness News reporter Clemens Magnatella, thanks for your report.